internalizing the second event. It seems to me that there is no subject we should study more seriously than the atonement. And the most effective way to gain an understanding of this doctrine is to ponder and study the Book of Mormon, because almost every page of it teaches us about Jesus Christ and His gospel. That is why Joseph Smith said that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion. And a man can get nearer to God by abiding His precepts than by any other book. The personal initiative for the second event is to ponder the Scriptures daily, to feast on the words and love of Jesus Christ. Christ Himself said that He was the bread of life. In the Lord's Prayer, He used the expression, "Give us this day our daily bread." To me, this refers not just to physical sustenance. It could also be interpreted, "Give us this day our Savior and Redeemer and His atoning sacrifice." We should feast daily on the words of Christ in the Book of Mormon. It's like gathering manna every day and letting the wisdom of heaven distill upon our minds and hearts. It is also like putting on a pair of glasses. We see everything through the lens of whatever we choose to put at the center of our lives. And the Book of Mormon helps us become Christ-centered because it answers the question, "Whose am I?" Understanding and internalizing the atonement is the key to experiencing the second transcendent event of the Restoration on a personal level. If we want to have that experience or help others do so, we must devote ourselves to in-depth study and pondering over many weeks and months until we gradually are soaked in the doctrines of the atonement and begin to see all of life through it. Only constant and prayerful effort and the influence of the Spirit can enable the finite mind to begin to comprehend the infinite and tap into its power. Daily Scripture study, then, becomes the basic personal initiative for this second event. During my second mission, I came to realize, more than ever before, the transcendent importance of the atonement. I could see how this supreme sacrifice gave power and efficacy to every gospel principle, teaching, law, and ordinance. In my desire to increase my understanding of it, particularly to more fully understand the nature and extent of the divine love that motivated it, I prayerfully studied the Scriptures on this matter for several months. I was not expecting any sudden, unusual manifestation, but I found increased enlightenment and understanding, and my soul was satisfied. Still, I continued with my studying and pondering and asking, finding that the more I knew and felt, the more light I desired. Returning home from a mission tour after several days away, I was hurrying so I could see my two daughters before they went to bed. I dashed upstairs to the bedroom the minute I pulled in, not even stopping to unpack the car, but they were fast asleep. My wife was on a Relief Society assignment, and I was alone with my thoughts and feelings. I was surprised to sense that I was not disappointed after such an effort, but rather felt full of spiritual desire. Even now, I can't describe the nature of this desire, except to say that I enjoyed the solitude and spirit in the girls' room and the beautiful, tranquil scene outside. I wanted to stay there, to look at them in their cots, so peaceful and lovely. The whole mission home seemed unusually quiet. I reveled in the peace and the scene and the feeling and wanted to stay there. I did stay. For a long time I sat and looked and felt. I felt to pray. I felt to pray for my daughters and even bless them in their sleep. I envisioned those two little girls returning and serving missions in Ireland at a future time, which they both eventually did.